This is Twit.
Pork is the most consumed meat in the world.
They made a big splash last year.
Yeah, with
Is it good pork? I haven't had it.
I didn't try it either.
It's actually really good.
They were handing out sliders. Really good. I brought one back just for you. It's only a few days old.
the White Castle ones.
White Castle.
Yeah, they're making White Castle sliders, but out of Impossible.
This was better than Impossible Burger.
Was it?
Yeah. The mouthfeel. The mouthfeel was better.
Interesting.
Yeah. Our team thought so too. I eat a plant-based diet. I'm vegan, but I just didn't get to that, you know. But I think because they made such a big splash at last year, it was kind of like the big hit of the show last year.
Let me ask you, Jason. So are you a vegan for ethical reasons or for environmental reasons or health reasons? I guess those are the three big.
More the last two. I would say like three, number one, and two, the second. So biggest one for me was health. You know, I had some health issues, mostly around environmental allergies a few years ago. And that was why
But it's also good for the earth. Meat is a terrible burden on the ecosystem.
Yeah. 14.5% of greenhouse gases comes from just emissions from livestock. By far more than cars, more than anything else. Buildings.
So, honestly, the best thing to do would be whole vegetables. But there are a lot of people say, I can't give up meat, so the impossible fills that gap. Is it, though, healthful, and is it good for the environment, or is it, I mean, what's the burden of making these meat substitutes? Is it hard?
Yeah, I mean, this one, it's lower in cholesterol, it's lower in calories, but it's not, this thing's not as good as, you know, going and eating broccoli and Brussels sprouts.
Yeah,
you know,
it's that kind of thing. It's a, you know, kind of transitional object.
It's less expensive to make. It's less expensive to store. It's less expensive to ship.
Good.
You also use a lot less land to make one of these and water than you use to make meat.
So it is better.
With all of those cost savings, is it being passed on to the consumer?
No, it is not. So this is the problem that we're having
right now. You can get it at Burger King.
It's still being sold as a premium experience.
Not like it was. I remember when Sergey Brin ate the first fake burger, and it was like a $100,000 hamburger. That was 10 years ago.
But there's a Burger King right behind our studios here. Now, right? But it's still more expensive than the regular version.
And it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be, because it's actually cheaper.
Well, it's a novelty.
To make.
It's a novelty.
It's a novelty.
It'll get cheaper.
It's economies of scale, right? Once they can make these at scale, it should be much cheaper ultimately, and it'll be more economical to feed a lot more people because you're using less land.
So that was my question: is it really an improvement? It sounds like it is.
It is. But it is economies of scale. You know, to Ann's point now, and in the near future, it's probably going to continue to be more expensive to do these things because they're just not doing them at the same.
So what's the trend? I mean, the trend isn't impossible pork.
No, the trend is that food, you know, last year it was a big hit. You could say, oh, that was a novelty. That was a 1 year kind of thing. The fact that it was like one of the biggest hits of the show again this year is really that. The tech industry has accepted that food innovation is a valuable part of this industry. It's accepted this as part of the industry. So I'd expect you're going to see not just Impossible. Probably next year they'll come out with Impossible Poultry. I would say is probably a pretty safe bet. They've said they're working on
that. When are they going to make kale that's got meat in it?
Yes. you let me know when that happens.
You know, one of the things that we have to move past is this idea of, am I eating meat or am I eating
No,
impossible?
Really, this is, like I said, this is for a meat eater who is trying to make the transition.
I just need protein. And if the protein can taste great, fantastic.
Beans, rice, you know. That's
one analyst, you know, said, I think very cogently at the show, is that, you know, a decade from now, it might even be 2 decades, probably most meat that we eat will be plant-based. Yeah. And then the real meat will be a luxury. It will be a premium item.
Right? That makes sense.
There's going to be less of it produced.
What if you didn't eat meat every day, but when you did eat meat, say once a week, it was incredibly good?
Then I'd want to eat it every day.
Well, it's the case.
In fact, that's my exact experience.
That's like my life.
Can I have a ribeye every day? No, but I actually, for health reasons and ethical reasons, environmental reasons, I do want to give up meat. I'm looking at that as my next, thing for next year.
I don't really have that option where I'm living right now.
All you can eat is spaghetti all day.
All we have is pasta.
I don't want to give up meat, for the record. There.
No, that's the thing. I like meat. I like eating meat. Yeah. But I have had impossible pork. I've had impossible beef. I've had a couple of other substitutes. They taste good.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm
they're
not
good,
saying
but it's not good for you and it's not good for the earth. And that's the point,
precisely.
Right?